Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and had a wonderful day. Still feasting off the message this morning and what God's doing. I just love the Lord, and I know y'all do too. Good to have you back. For those watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. I want to say this, and I've said it many times before, but really it's on my heart this evening. The privilege we have of going to the Lord straight directly to Him is just so wonderful, and it's such a blessing. And as we pray this evening, I know there are a lot of prayer requests have gone up and a lot of text messages we get, those in the prayer box. Those that are watching online, whatever needs you have, just put it in the comments and we'll pray with you. Because it's not that we're anything special, but our God is almighty. Because it's not about us, it's all about Him. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. If you have a prayer request, just show by raising your hand. If you have a praise report, let's throw that other hand up in the air and just worship the Lord. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Lord, we thank You for Your many, many blessings, dear Lord, for your mercy, for Your grace, for Your love for us, dear Lord, for allowing us, dear Lord, to have that free access to You, dear Lord, through the precious blood that You shed for us, Jesus. And we just love You and we just praise You. Dear Lord, as we come together tonight, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, may we lift You up. May we honor You. Dear Lord, may we receive Your word that You prepared for us tonight. Because, dear Lord, we know that everything has its season and this is Your day. And, dear Lord, we just thank You. And we know that we're all here for a reason. And, dear Lord, that's to worship and praise You. But most of all, dear Lord, for Your precious word as it goes forth. Lord, we ask now that You'll just receive every song sung, every hand raised. And just to let us just worship and praise You. Again, dear Lord, we just love You. Dear Lord, now for the spoken and unspoken prayer requests that we have, for those texts, dear Lord, for those watching online, Lord, for whatever situations are being brought forth to You now, Lord, we are giving them to You. Dear Lord, we know that Your hands are open, that Your arms are open, ready to receive us, dear Lord. And dear Lord, for this, for the lost, for those that are suffering, for those who are in need right now, dear Lord, I just pray for each and every one. Dear Lord, may we look at ourselves, and dear Lord, and just release and surrender it all to You. And, dear Lord, we give You all the honor and glory. We ask that You'll bless our pastor and each and every ministry that goes forth from our church. And Lord, we give You all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. I don't know about y'all, but like I said, feasting on the messages and God's working in each and every one of us. We're going to do a song tonight that we do a lot of times on Wednesday nights or in the evenings, but it's, I was thinking about all the prayers that went forth this morning, the prayer line that was here, all the blessings, all the lives that have been touched, those souls and those people that are seeking us and for us to be part of this ministry. I want us to go, and I want you all to sing with us, but it's Victory in Jesus. Because I know that when we lift God up and that there is victory in Jesus and we just love Him, we praise Him, but it's going to be Victory in Jesus. I need y'all to help me tonight. I don't have the praise team or the choir behind me, and sometimes I feel like I'm up here, so y'all just worship, and it's just worship the Lord. Praise God. Victory in Jesus. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. Turn around and just give somebody a wave and just tell them how much Jesus loves them. He loves you. I have no doubt in my heart. It's all about Him. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. Don't forget about our Saturday the 26th. We're going to have a day to kind of spruce up the church, get ready for our summer cleaning. It's a little late after spring, but we'll get it started. Getting ready for homecoming, vacation, Bible school, and all the other activities that we have going forth. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know if that's me or... Praise the Lord. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord just to bless our offering this evening, please? Yes, Lord. Jesus, I just love you. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I'm going to sing thanks.
I give
you give and I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made a change. And since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. And I just want to say thanks, thanks. I give you
this tonight. I told Brother Jeff, we went to revival the other night with Brother Jeff, and then from there it led to different churches asking me to come and sing. So that's where I was this morning. I went to another church to sing, but I just thank the Lord for opening up doors that I can go and minister and use my voice that the Lord's given me. So Amen. I'm a little tired tonight and my jaws are a little tired. But I'm going to sing because He lives.
Him with work. Y'all just worship with me as I sing your cries. Have awoken the Master. Crossing the calm sea with Jesus, the disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing. He was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid. Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, "Where is your faith? Because you prayed
peace. Just one word from his voice, and it all must cease. Like nobody cares, but your cries will always awaken the Master, and He always has an answer for you. My goodness, it's so good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Good to see each and every one of you. We have a wonderful blessing in store for us tonight. We've asked Brother Jefferson Mara to preach for us tonight, and hopefully he's going to sing as well. We love this brother. He's just meant so much to us, and God's really been using him in a mighty way with revivals. Satan tried to hamper him a little bit, but God's greater than anything Satan can do. So, Brother Praise Jefferson, come take your liberty in the Lord. Amen. And bring us to what the Lord has laid on you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, if you love the Lord, hey, test check. Did I pick up the right one?
Oh, they'll get better, sister. Don't leave us. You love the Lord tonight? Shout amen.
Amen.
It's good to see you in the house of God tonight. Now, those of you that don't know, Friday 2 weeks ago, I had a stroke. But God's been faithful.
Yes.
Friday 2 weeks ago, I had a stroke. And Friday 1 week ago, I preached a revival. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. And several people told me, they said, you know, maybe you ought to call it off and wait a while on that. And I said, no, I prayed too hard. The devil's tried to stop it too much. I'm going to preach. And I said, well, you know what? If I die, I'd rather die standing right here than anywhere else preaching the Word of God. Amen? Because I'm not afraid of dying. You know, the coronavirus thing, I don't think anybody was afraid of the virus. They was afraid of dying. I ain't afraid to die. I'm saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, well, I have to watch my step because I'm a little unstable. They said, well, what if you fall? I said, well, my Bible says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? That was supposed to be funny if you won't laugh at it. Brother Eddie didn't know this until... matter of fact, a week ago, I couldn't even hold the microphone with this hand. So God's brought me a long way. I watched the service this morning. I went down yesterday to Macon, spent the day with my kids. And when a 51-year-old that's had a stroke tries to stay up with a 15 and 20-year-old, it'll wear you out. And I said, I think I'm going to rest this morning, go tonight maybe. So I was watching the service and I just had to text Brother Eddie and tell him what a powerful message this morning. We need a double portion. Can you say amen? And when I was texting him, telling him that, the Spirit of God spoke to my heart and said, he's going to ask you to preach. Well, I didn't think much about it. I texted him and laid my phone down. A few minutes later, went on and my phone went off and I said, I wonder who that could be. And I picked it up. He said, hey, can you preach and sing tonight? Amen. So I believe I'm here on divine appointment. I believe God's got a word for somebody. I may not be preaching but to one tonight, but I believe God's got a word for somebody tonight. Amen. Doesn't matter what you're going through, in the midst of it all, you can stand tall. Why? Because the Lord stands by your side. My voice is a little weaker than normal because of the stroke, but I'm going to sing tonight. Amen. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Crank it up for me, please. Amen. Maybe just a little more. What have you done to deserve all this? Curse God and die. What advice for a man who had trusted God most of his life? Then Job speaks as he stands in the midst of a broken down domain. In the midst of it all, I shall stand and not fall, and bless His holy name. In the midst of it all, oh, in the midst of it all, you glad you can trust the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. Listen to this. Should the day ever come when everyone bows their head to cry, when man has done all that man can do, I'm left alone to die. Well, even then, hallelujah, surrounded by afflictions, greatest pain, in the midst of it all, I will stand and not fall. Tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you can depend on the Lord tonight? Oh, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where could I go but to the Lord? Take your Bibles tonight and turn to the book of Luke, chapter 5. And I want to preach to you something tonight. I don't know if I'm preaching to one person or to 10 people or to everybody. But I know that I have a word from the Lord tonight for somebody. As I say, I'm a little slower than normal, but I promise you to give it all I got, because He gave me all He had. Amen. Luke chapter 5. Hallelujah. Tonight I want to preach to you on the thought, one more time. One more time. Would you look at your neighbor and say that one more time? One more time. I'm preaching tonight to people, somebody, the enemy has said, why don't you just give up? I'm preaching to a Sunday school teacher that the enemy has tried to trick you into believing you need to put in your resignation. I'm preaching to preachers tonight that feel like the enemy has told you you've seen your better days. But I've come with a word from God tonight one more time. Look with me in Luke chapter 5 and verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught people out of the ship. Now when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a draught or a catch. Simon answered him and said this, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Then all of a sudden his spirit changes. He says, nevertheless, at thy word, not because somebody else told me about it, not somebody else asked me to, but Master, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes that broke their net. And the Bible goes on to say that he had to call other ships to help them come, bring in the catch. And by the time they got to land, the Bible says the boats were almost sinking. Hallelujah. I've come to ask you, don't give up, but give it one more time. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands toward heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray tonight, let your power and your spirit, God, touch me, God, with that supernatural touch. God, not that what I do with my body, God, it's nothing. But God, let the anointing and the power of the Spirit be upon the Word of God tonight. And God, will be careful to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord one more praise as you're being seated tonight. Hallelujah. See, I don't know what you're facing tonight. I don't know what the enemy has woken you up in the middle of the night and told you. But I believe there's people in this place tonight. As I said, it may be one. It may be everybody in here. But I know that the enemy has tried to talk you in to giving up. I know the enemy said you hadn't seen no fruit in years. You've just been going through the motion. You've just been going through. You just going the monotony of ministry. But I want to tell you, God's not done with you yet. Can you say amen? As a matter of fact, I want to say, teacher, teach one more time. Hallelujah. Preacher, preach one more time. Amen. Singer, sing one more song. I've got to tell you tonight, you haven't sung your best song yet. You haven't preached your best sermon yet. You haven't seen the fruit of your classroom yet. Don't you give up on God. Don't you give up on Him. Don't let the enemy talk you into giving up. I want to tell you, cast your net one more time. It doesn't matter what it looks like. If God said do it, throw it out one more time. And I promise you, by His power, He'll give you the strength. You can make it. Can you shout amen? Hallelujah. I know we get discouraged. I look back at Elijah. He had just called fire down from heaven, hallelujah, and destroyed the prophets of Baal. And now he's sitting under a tree saying, woe is me, hallelujah. I know we get depressed sometimes. I know sometimes we get discouraged. And sometimes we find ourselves sitting under that tree and saying, God, I'm the only one left. I'm the only one here. Oh God, why don't you just kill me? I'm so discouraged and depressed. What I've got to tell you is, the joy of the Lord is your strength, hallelujah. Get out from underneath that tree. Cast your net one more time. Do something for God one more time. God's not finished with you. He's not thrown in the towel. Don't you throw in the towel now. Can you say amen? He was discouraged after the greatest battle. He had just called fire down from heaven. Now Jezebel was after him. Some of you may feel like Jezebel is after you. You feel like she's after me. She's coming to destroy me. That spirit is coming to take me out. But I've come to tell you tonight, God, he's not finished with you. Don't you throw your net together and pack it up. God's not finished with you. You've got more work to do for God. God's not done with you. Don't you give up on God. God hasn't given up on you. Can you shout amen? As a matter of fact, my Bible tells me in the book of Mark chapter 8, one time Jesus come up to a blind man, and the Bible said he spit and put it on his eyes, and he looked at him and said, what? What do you see? Hallelujah. The man said, I see men as trees walking. Now this is the Son of God. You'll never make me believe he couldn't heal the man the first time. You'll never make me believe he couldn't open his eyes the first time. But see, even the Son of God knew there was a principle that when it don't happen one time, that doesn't mean God's not done with you. He said, what do you see? He said, I see men as trees walking. He touched him again. He said, what do you see now? He said, I see clearly, hallelujah. He said he was able one more time to touch his eyes, one more time to pray. I've come to tell you, take it one more time. Just do it one more time. Just preach one more time. Just one more time. Don't give up now, hallelujah. Now I go to the story that I read to you tonight. Bible said the disciples were out, hallelujah. And Jesus was pressed upon to hear the word of God. And he got in one of the ships, which was Simon's, and he said, take me out a little bit so I can preach to the people. And when it was done, hallelujah, the Bible said, he said, cast your net on the other side. But I want you to notice what happened. The disciples were already packing their nets up and washing their nets. What does that mean? When a fisherman does that, it means he's given up. It means he ain't caught nothing. He says, I quit. He's packing it up. He's washing his nets. But see, Jesus was about to step into the situation. See, I'm talking to somebody tonight. You've been putting your net together. You've been washing your net. Hallelujah. But don't you put your net up yet. You still got a great catch so far. God's still going to use you. Hallelujah. Unpack your net. Hallelujah. Take your net out. Whatever it is, a preaching or singing or teaching, whatever you do for the glory of God, unpack your net. Don't put it up yet. Can you shout amen? My Lord, I'm telling you, we're living in a time right before the coming of the Lord. I believe with all my heart the trumpet could sound any minute now. I preached on Saturday night. God laid on my heart to preach about hell. You don't hear messages about hell anymore. And in that message, God stirred my heart. And with tears, I began to preach to the people and tell them, hallelujah. I said, listen, preacher, preach one more time. Hallelujah. Preacher, singer, sing one more time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Teacher, teach one more time. Don't you give up, because there's people, hallelujah, standing in the balance. There's people being weighed in the balance. Jesus Christ is coming soon, and there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. Don't you give up now. Hallelujah. Don't you quit now. Don't you get discouraged now. But do it one more time. Preach one more time. Sing one more time, because you never know who you're going to touch for the glory of God. Can you shout amen? Hallelujah. The Bible said that they were there. And the Word of God said that Jesus got in the boat. And they had already made up their minds that they were going to quit. They had already made up their minds. I'm quitting. I'm throwing in the towel. Ain't caught nothing. I've been working all night. And Jesus looked at him and said, just out of the blue, now don't you think that God hasn't saw your work? And God hasn't saw your toiling? And God hasn't heard your prayers? Because I'm telling you, He hears every prayer that we send Him. Can you shout amen? And Jesus got in the boat and He looked at Peter and He said, Peter, all I want you to do is cast your net on the other side. See, let me tell you, that's just like us many times. We hear a word from God. We believe God has spoke to our heart. But all of a sudden we get that spirit that the Apostle Peter had. He said, but wait a minute, Lord. We've been fishing all night. Wait a minute, Lord. We ain't caught one fish all night long. And we've been, you know what the word toiling means? It means a strain. We've been straining all night, Lord. We ain't caught nothing, hallelujah. And you know, that's exactly how we do sometimes. We get a word from God. Maybe pastor or somebody will ask us about filling a position. And all of a sudden we get that spirit on us. And we say, man, I've been teaching for 20 years and ain't caught nothing. I've been singing, but I don't feel nothing anymore. I've been preaching, but I don't feel it anymore. I think my best days are over. But I want you to notice what happened. You got to get out of that spirit, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, you may go a while, hallelujah, of growth and maybe through a dry place, but there's coming a time that God's going to anoint you. There's coming a time that God's going to touch you. There's coming a time that God's going to bless you. Don't you give up now. Don't you quit now. Hallelujah, you got a word from God. Don't you give up just because the road's been hard. Hallelujah. People told me how people, 2 weeks ago Friday, I had a stroke. Now you want to talk about trials and tribulations. You go one day in the tree business, being strong as an ox, do anything you want to. The next day, you can't comb your hair or tie your shoes. Somebody got to tie your shoes for you. Somebody's got to, I have combed my hair with my left hand. And let me tell you, when I started for a few minutes questioning God, why in the world? Come on. But see, God, as I preached last time I was here, God had a plan. As I was in prayer, hallelujah, said, God, I don't understand this. And people tell me I ought to not go preach this revival because I'm weak, Lord. You know what the Lord said to me? He said, in your weakness, that's when I'm made my strongest. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, you may feel like you're weak tonight. You may feel like you don't have any strength, but it's not your strength anyway. It's not your power anyway. It's His power. It's His glory. It's His anointing. My God, you can't give up so easy. And all of a sudden, Peter said, man, you don't understand, Lord. Now I believe they talk like buddies, you know what I'm saying? I believe Jesus said, cast your net on the side. Peter said, man, what you talking about? Man, I've been working all night long. I done got my net packed up and washed. And then it's all of a sudden, I believe it reminded people, Peter was reminded in his mind about the time that he saw the Master walking on water. Come on, somebody. I believe he was reminded of the time when it flashed through his mind that Jesus laid his hand, hallelujah, on a casket and a dead boy got up and walked away. I believe he was reminded of the time, glory to God. Let me tell you, I'm reminded of that song, He'll Do It Again. You may not know how, and you may not know when, but thank God He'll do it again. Hallelujah. You may feel like you're going to give up. You may feel like you're going to quit. But just remember, when God done that the other time, when God anointed you the other time, when God opened that door for you the other time, be reminded of what God has done. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden Peter said, man, what are you talking about? We've worked all night. We've toiled all night, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm talking to somebody. There's a note on your desk at home or on your refrigerator. You've wrote a note to give to the pastor or the Sunday school director. Hallelujah, your resignation. You feel like quitting. You've cried tears even this past week and said, I don't know if I can do it anymore. But I've come with a word from God tonight. Hallelujah, dry those tears and let the joy of the Lord be your strength. You can't give up now. You can't quit now. God's got more for you to do. Hallelujah. Oh, lift your hands and praise Him in this place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter's sitting there and he said, man, we've been toiling all night. We've been working all night. We ain't caught a thing. All of a sudden it went through his mind. Hallelujah. The times, as I mentioned, and I believe his back may have been turned to the Lord. He was saying, we've toiled all night and we ain't caught nothing. I knew he turns around and looks at the Master, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And he says, nevertheless, hallelujah. Matter of fact, I'm going to change my mind right now because I've seen you do too much. I've seen your promises come to pass too many times. I've seen your hand move too many times. And nevertheless, at your word, not because John told me to, not because Matthew said it, but Master, at your word, we're going to throw the net out one more time. I've come to tell somebody, throw your net out one more time. Don't pack your net. Throw it out one more time. Preach one more time. Do it one more time. Somebody shout one more time. I've been witnessing to them and trying to get them to come to church for 10 years. One more time. Hallelujah. I've been to the altar and prayed over that thing, hallelujah, for a year and a half. One more time. Go to the altar one more time. Lift your hands and praise Him one more time. Lift your hands and glorify Him one more time. He's not done yet. My God, somebody help me. Praise Him one more time. I haven't seen the fruit of it. It doesn't matter. One more time. I haven't seen or felt His hand. It doesn't matter. One more time. Hallelujah. Come here, let me pray for you. Will you come here, let me pray for you? Hallelujah. I believe God's going to meet you. I don't know what God has for you, but there's something. Oh, lift your hands this way. I just want to pray for one more time. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey, just lift your hands, sister. Glory to God one more time. I don't know what God's called you to do. I have no idea, but I'm telling you, God's not finished. God's not done. You're about to receive a fresh anointing. Do it one more time. In the name of Jesus. Somebody praise Him in this place. Come on, somebody praise Him. One more time. Don't you give up. One more time. Don't you test. Hey, don't pack it up. Throw it out one more time. Hallelujah. My Lord. Somebody praise Him in this house. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God, you're going to see a change in her. I'm telling you, I'm on divine appointment tonight. It's not my might nor my power, but by my Spirit. It's not about me, but God has got a word for somebody. Don't give up. One more time. Hallelujah. Come on, just lift your hands. Lift your hands all over this house. Oh, I feel the Lord moving to this place. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I want to pray for somebody else. You're willing to step out by faith and say, I'm not packing my net up yet. I'm going to cast it out one more time. Hallelujah. I want you to step out right now. I want to believe God with you. God's got more for you to do. Would you step out right now? Come on. Hallelujah. My Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Just let her bask. You may be seated. Let her bask in the presence of God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to tell you, if you're discouraged, don't hold it back. Because the longer you stay discouraged and defeated, the more the enemy gets the upper hand. I believe that's why the Apostle Peter, he said, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. But he turned right around. He didn't let no time lapse. He said, but nevertheless, at your word. Folks, let me tell you, when you've got a word from God, when you know you've got a sure word from God, you can step out on nothing and there'll be something there by the time your foot hits the ground. When you've got a word from God, hallelujah. Peter didn't waste no time. He said, we've toiled all night, but nevertheless, it's time for some of you to say, nevertheless, I may feel a little discouraged. I may feel a little despondent. I may feel a little depressed. But I'm telling you again, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. It's time for some of you to say, nevertheless. My God, I hadn't felt God like I did in years past. I hadn't felt God, hallelujah, like I have before. But nevertheless, nevertheless, somebody shout, nevertheless. Glory to God. He said, I'm going to cast the net on the other side. And the Bible said, he went and cast the net. I feel the Holy Ghost. God's touching us. You don't have to leave the same way you came tonight. This preacher may be a little crippled, a little slow, but I tell you, I've got a word from God tonight. In the name of Jesus. Nevertheless, 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 hallelujah, one more time in the name. One more. Come on, somebody praise. One more time. One more time. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Come on. The Bible said, when he obeyed the word of the Lord, they cast their net out. Feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God, for your power. That which has been closed, I will soon open, says the Lord. That which has hindered you shall hinder you no more. For I have seen your heart and I have heard your prayer. And this night I put my hand upon you, saith the Lord God. Oh, somebody give him praise in this place. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody lift your hands and praise him. And I want you to listen to me. Glory to God. Don't you think for a moment the devil's going to sit by and just watch it happen. But understand something. You ain't going to feel no little net. God's got a big net. Beyond what you can even think or imagine. Now unto him that is able to do more. Glory to God. Somebody ought to praise him in this house tonight. Woo! Now, Peter threw that net over. He was by himself. Him and the Lord. He threw that net over. Now, I might could imagine as Peter, because we know his story. He was aggravating, sometimes unbelieving. He threw that net over. And I believe that he grabbed both sides of that net and started pulling. He thought, well, I'm just going to pull it up and we're going to go to shore. And he started pulling it. Wait a minute now. The Peter, they say, was a big guy. I believe he reached around and wrapped some of that net around his arms and he pulled. He said, all of a sudden it hit him. I'm doing this at the Master's word. Jesus told me to do this. I believe he tried one more time. He pulled on that net. Hallelujah. Strained with all he had. He couldn't move it. I believe all of a sudden, hallelujah, he kind of stood up in that boat and he called out to some of his other disciples. I said, hey! Now they probably said, look at Peter, he's acting crazy again. When you get a word from God sometimes, people that don't understand might think you're crazy. He said, hey, come over here, bring two of them ships and about four more nets. I can't pull them all up. And the Bible said that one ship came, another ship came, and before you know it, they had three ships, and they had so many fish, the Bible said before they got back to shore that the boats were about to sink. I'm telling you tonight, if you cast your net one more time, if you'll cast your net one more time, you'll feel God like you've never felt Him before. God, hey! God will give you a catch like you've never had before. Just do it one more time. Hallelujah. Oh. When did we get to the point that we think it's about us? God help me tonight. When did we get to the point? We live in a society today that tells you, pump your chest out. Lift your head up. Say, look what I've done. But I'm telling you tonight, I couldn't even stand on this pulpit, I know, unless the hand of the Lord was with me. Hallelujah. One thing God's taught me over the last 2 weeks, it ain't about me. It's all about Him. Hallelujah. I'm completely and dependent upon Him. And I've come to tell you, cast your net out one more time. Let God do the work. It ain't about us. It's all about Him. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody bless the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. You know, I even think of old Moses. He went to the mountain, fasted 40 days. God gave him the Ten Commandments. He took them back down the valley where they was worshiping a golden calf. And the Bible said he threw him on the ground. He got so mad. It would have been easy for Moses to say, these people don't need your commandments. They're running around naked, hallelujah, worshiping a golden god. But God said, Moses, I'm a God of judgment, but I'm a God of mercy too. He said, go to the mountain one more time. Hallelujah. And Moses went to the mountain one more time and brought down the Ten Commandments. See, it's easy to give up when it don't happen the first time. It's easy to give up when we get discouraged, when we've toiled all night, but I've come with a word from God. Hallelujah. Do it one more time. Preach one more time. Sing one more time. Oh God, do it one more time. You got a word from God. Do it one more time. Hallelujah. Don't you look what happened. This is when God could really move. Our problem is today, we've got too many preachers. Listen to me now. I'm not the judge, but I know we got too many folks that have no humility. The Bible said when Peter and those boats and those all those nets got back, and the Word of God said they were about to sink. Do you see what happened to Peter? When he realized he didn't have nothing to do with it, the Bible said he went to his knees and he said, "Lord, I'm a sinner. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I see your word. I see your power. Hallelujah. I see that if I'll obey you one more time, I'll see your glory." The Bible said Peter was humbled by the power and the glory of God. I'm telling you, when you see, when you obey God and you do it one more time, God will humble you by showing you his power and his glory and his might. Hallelujah. So I close with this tonight. Teacher, teach one more time. Throw that note away. Preacher, preach one more message. You never know who might hear it and need it. Singer, sing one more time. You never know when that song might touch somebody's heart. You say, Pastor, or Brother Jeff, I'm calling myself Pastor. Brother Jeff, I don't do nothing but just come to the house of God and be faithful. Then be faithful one more time. Some of you tonight say, I've been to the altar and I've prayed about this thing and I've sought God about it. I've cried tears over it. I haven't seen God move. I've come to tell you, go to the altar one more time. Pray one more time. My finances are a wreck. Give one more time. Obey God. You got a word from God tonight. Do it one more time. And I promise you, when you cast that net out, glory to God, you're going to bring in a harvest. You're going to bring in an anointing. God's going to show you his faithfulness. But you got to be able to be obedient and do it one more time. Stand all over the house with me tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. A few times tonight I've mentioned, glory to God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Shatabarumbo tola bayanda rabakas. Here's what I simply wanted tonight. I'm not calling you out. Matter of fact, Pastor said it this morning. I'm going to say it again. If the Holy Ghost can't move you, I can't move you. And then when God lays on my heart to pray for somebody like I have these, that's fine. But here's what I want you to do tonight. If you're in this place, maybe you felt discouraged. Now listen, don't let the enemy talk you into staying in your seat. Maybe you felt a little discouraged, a little despondent. Maybe you've even said, you know, I feel a little depressed. I'm not saying you're depressed or need medicine. I'm just saying the enemy has fought you and you just have felt despondent. I believe God wants to touch you tonight, and here's what I want you to do. I want every person that holds a position, especially a position, but you laymen, you lay ladies, all of you, if you play an instrument, I want you to come to this altar and I want you to cry out to God and say, God, one more time. God, anoint me one more time. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God's about to send revival. God is sending revival. God is moving, and He's looking for people that He can use. But if we stay back despondent, hallelujah, and discouraged, He can't use us. But if you're willing to say tonight, Brother Jeff, one more time, I'm going to pray for God's hand to touch me. I want you to step out from where you're at right now and just find your place in this altar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what you do in this church. I have no idea. I know Brother Eddie's the pastor. It's about all I know. But I know I can see some of your hearts tonight. You're hungry for that one more time. You're hungry for that one more touch. Oh, da ba de ya da da ba go shanda da ba kanda da ba shete. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I have a word right now. The Lord just spoke to me. For every teacher, every singer, every preacher, every musician that plays an instrument. Here's what's going to happen. When you cry out and say, Lord, one more time, I'm going to obey. The Lord just give me Psalms chapter 92, verse 10 and 11. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Hallelujah. I believe God wants to pour out on this church of fresh oil. I believe God wants to give you a fresh anointing right now. Whatever you do for God, lift your hands and let the Holy Spirit of God, let Him pour that fresh oil on you right now. God, right now in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, Lord, take the words that I've said tonight, God, and bring them to pass, oh God. Oh God, anoint us with fresh oil tonight. Oh God, let the power of the Holy Spirit move right now, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As a matter of fact, I feel in my heart, I feel in my spirit that God has been preparing this church for a move of God. I believe that message that Pastor preached this morning goes along with what I preach tonight. I believe God is searching for people that are hungry for a double portion. And that will say, God, one more time. I know it as well as I know my own name right now. I'm telling you, the next few months, God's going to intensify the outpouring of the Spirit at First Pentecostal Church. Now, we have one of two things we can do. We can say, well, you know, we've heard that before. Or we can say, God, I want a double portion, and if you'll use me one more time, I'll be used for the glory of God. God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know every muscle. You created it. Glory to God. God, you know every nerve. God, you know, oh, hallelujah. God, you know the tendons. God, you know every part of this body. And God, I lay hands upon him in the name of Jesus. And I declare by the power of God, the Most High, you're going to touch Brother Eddie tonight. This pain's going to be gone forever, God, because it's by faith we believe it. The struggle ends tonight. The pain ends right now in the name of Jesus. God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, let the power of the Holy Ghost, God, minister right now, God. Yeah! Somebody praise him. Somebody thank him. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. I'm telling you, God is meeting with us tonight. The Most High God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's in this place tonight. Go in the name of Jesus. I believe it right now. Come here, dear sister. Glory to God. Glory to God, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel like the Lord is saying, sister, he's about to fill the pool up again. Oh yes, we all go through those times, those dry times. And the enemy says it's all over, it's dried up, it's all gone. But thus saith the Lord God of heaven. God's going to fill the pool up. God, that fresh anointing. God's anointed with fresh oil tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, let the power of the Holy Ghost fill her, God, to overflow tonight. In the name of Jesus. God, anoint in the name of Jesus. I believe you tonight.
Yes, sir.
God. I need some people tonight. I pastored for 25 years. I know in no way step in this man's depth. He's the pastor. God's the man for this church. But I'm going to speak to this church. This man needs somebody on his left and on his right to hold his hands up. Because as long as his hands are up, I'm telling you there's a move of God coming. But if you let his hands down, oh, come on, somebody. I've been there for 25 years. I know when they're not holding your hands up, it's easy to discourage and stumble. But I'm telling you, just like they held the hands of Moses up and the victory was won, God's looking for somebody to hold this man's hands up. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Sister Pastor, come here. Some of you ladies gather around to just lift your hands. Holy Ghost, I can't do nothing. I don't have anything to give her, but you do. And I simply am going to lay my hands on her tonight. And God, she's going to feel a new energy, God, a new strength that only comes by your hand tonight. Holy Ghost right now. Oh God. Breathe upon her with the wind of the Spirit of God. Breathe upon her with your power. Breathe upon her with your glory. Oh God, she won't leave the same way she came. But God, she'll leave changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Breathe upon Brother Eddie. I'm going to say the same thing. I don't have anything to give him. But God, you do. And God, as I lay my hand upon him, God, the breath of the Holy Ghost of heaven, supernatural strength, is going to touch him and breathe upon him tonight. In the name of Jesus, right now, God, let the wind of the Holy Spirit breathe upon him right now, God, in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We all just lift our hands all over this place. I tell you, the Lord has visited with us tonight. You thought you had. No. Yeah, you go. Because God's about to touch you tonight. Only because He's a merciful. Only because He's a merciful God. Father, I lay hands upon her in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I pray right now, let supernatural power flow from the top of her head, God, to the soles of her feet. Oh God, right now, give that touch that only You can give. And in the name of Jesus, I declare cancer to be gone. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I believe it, God. I believe it, God, right now. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Love the Lord tonight. There's nothing that can take the place of the presence of God. Whether I get up and preach wide open or I'm limping kind of like I am tonight, none of that matters as long as the presence of God is in the place. So I want to say one more time in closing tonight. Preacher, preach one more time. Teacher, teach one more time. Singer, sing one more time. Lay person, pray one more time. Come to the altar one more time, because I have a word from God tonight. Don't fold your net up and put it up. Cast it one more time. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
God bless you tonight in the house of God. Hallelujah. I'm thankful from the bottom of my heart for the every opportunity that God gives me in this pastor for coming to, and it's my desire to help him, to help this church. I love you, First Pentecostal. When people ask me, I know I go a lot of places, I really do. But when people ask me, say, where do you attend church? I do say First Pentecostal, even though I'm not here much. I promise you. God bless you tonight. Would you give the Lord a praise?
Talking about this good old way. Hallelujah. There's joy and peace and happiness. I'm talking about this way. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your sweet name. Praise your name. Glory to God. Yes, dear Lord. Hallelujah. One more. One more. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this message will stay with us. Amen. Glory to God. If you feel energized in the Spirit, just give the Lord praise one more time. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you. Continue to pray for Brother Jeff. I know God's going to make that right side just as like it was at the beginning. And man, I think he did a wonderful job tonight. Be sure you stop by and give him some love and let him know how much we appreciate him. Church, we appreciate you. Sister Penny and myself, just thank the world of all of you. You're just our big family, and we love you for that. We pray God's blessing on you this week. And one more time, if you've given up on somebody, ask them one more time. Pray for them one more time. I'm sure it'll be a blessing. Well, let's just bow our heads, and with this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Feel free to fellowship as you want to. Dear Heavenly Father, we can't thank you enough, God, for what we've been made to feel in this presence tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the man of God who stood and brought the word. And thank you, Lord, for the Spirit, the anointing upon this place tonight. Father, help it sink deep into our soul and to our spirit. Help us not just to be hearers of the word, but doers of the word as well. Go with us now, Lord, as we dismiss. Keep us safe from all harm and danger. Help us, God, to have that mindset one more time. Whatever our focus in life is, whatever our walk in life is, whatever our work, our ministry in the church, help us, Lord, to go out one more time with that attitude. And Lord, we'll look to you to give you praise. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you. You are dismissed. Praise God.